Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are concluding the third chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah and beginning the fourth. Mishnah Yud, the final Mishnah in Perek Gimel, tells us, Ketzad Mevatla. So we've been speaking of the Asherah tree. It's an idolatrous tree. And now the question is, how does one annul or decommission such a tree, keeping in mind that only a non-Jew can nullify an idol? So the Mishnah tells us, Kirsem Vezered, if he pruned it or trimmed it, Natol Mimenu Makel or Sharbit, if he took from it a staff or a rod, a filo ala, or even a leaf, Hare Zubatela, then this is now annulled. It's no longer an Asherah tree. Shefaya Letzarka, if he planed it for the tree's benefit, Asura, it remains prohibited. Shelo Letzarka Muteras, but if he did it not for the tree's needs, then it becomes permitted. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Ketzad Mevatla, Nachri LaAsherah. How does a non-Jew annul an Asherah tree? So, skipping to the end, Letzarka, if he planed it for its benefit, Kdei LaYafyusa, in order to beautify it. So that's what it would be for its benefit. Ve'ein Mevatel Avodah Zarah, Ela Nachri Gadol, and the only person who can annul an idol is an adult non-Jew, Uben Das, and he has to have his wits about him, he has to be mentally competent. Shiyada Bativa Avodah Zarah, Umisham Sheha, and he has to be an idolater himself. Vafilu im batla bal karcho, and even if he annulled it against his will, hare ze muvitelis, it's still considered annulled. Let us now move on to the first Mishnah in Perek Dalid. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Shlosha avanim zo bitzad zo, three rocks next to each other, bitzad Marculus, next to a statue of Mercury, Asuros. So these rocks are prohibited for use. Ushtayim mutaros, but two rocks are permitted. The Chachamim Omri, but the sages say, Shiniro Simo, if they are with the statue, they appear with it, Asuros, then they are prohibited. V'she'ein Niro Simo, and if they don't appear with it, Mutaros, then they are permitted. Bartonuro, Zobetzad Zo, the rocks are next to each other. V'kol Shekein Achas Agabe Shtayim, and even more so if one rock is on top of two. Shizo Iker Marculus, because that was the main way of worshipping the statue of Mercury. So these rocks are Betzad Marculus, they're next to a statue of Mercury. Betzad Arba Amos Marculus, they are within the four Amos, they are within 6 feet of Mercury. Klomar, Keshavanim Rachokos Arba Amos, Minha Marculus, Viadua Delav Mine Nafal. This means to say that when they're more than four Amos removed from the statue, it's evident that they didn't fall from it. Ubahak Amar Rabbi Yishmael, the Shlosha Avanim Asuros. And this is why Rabbi Shmuel says that three rocks are prohibited. She'ein Marculus Pachos Mishlosha Avanim, because Mercury was not served with less than three stones. Vosin Marculus Katan Betzad Marculus Gadol, and they would make a small Mercury next to the large Mercury. Rekatan Hanase Betzad Gadol, and the small one next to the large one, Avdile Bekoldehu, that one could be served with anything. Ve'ein choshishin shiyehe achas al gabe shtayim, and they weren't strict that it had to be one on top of two in such a case. V'rabbanan savri, but the rabbis feel, ein osin marculus katan betzad marculus gadol, that they didn't make a small figure of Mercury next to the large one. Hilkach nirosimo klomer smuchos lo, therefore if the stones appear with the statue, meaning that it's close to it, delikal mera dimine nafal, then it's possible to say that they fell off the statue. Bein shtayim, bein shlosh asuros. So whether it's two or whether it's three, they would be prohibited. Ein mirosimo, but if they are not so close to the statue, mutaros, then they are permitted. B'halacha kechachamim. And the halacha in this matter follows the chachamim. All right, that's the first Mishnah in Perek Dalid. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.